Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Team Toby Positive Radio Show with your host, Charmaine Hammond. Join us each week as Charmaine and her Team Toby Pack improve lives by teaching kindness, acceptance, and respect. Our mission is to get listeners into the conversation about living a fulfilled, prosperous life through the unique and powerful animal-human bond. Be part of the team and lead the way of change. Find us on the web, Facebook, and YouTube at The Original Team Toby and on Twitter at Team Toby 2. Here's your host, Charmaine Hammond.
Hello, everyone, and welcome again to another episode of Positive Radio. One of the groups you've heard me mention many times is WIPIN, the Women in the Pet Industry Network. And I actually met our guest today, Laura Bennett, who is the CEO and co-founder of Embrace Pet Insurance. I met Laura through Sarah Raddick, who works for Embrace Pet Insurance and is a member of WIPIN. So it's amazing how these professional associations and groups can connect you with the people that you need to know. Let me tell you a little bit about Laura Bennett. In addition to being the CEO and co-founder of Embrace Pet Insurance, which you can find, by the way, on the web at embracepetinsurance.com, she trained and worked as an actuary in the field of life and health insurance at a company in Toronto, Canada, which is not far from where I was born and raised, by the way, Laura, and also Dublin, Ireland for 12 years. And that's when she got her MBA from Wharton School of Business and at the University of Pennsylvania. And she has worked in the insurance field for many, many years. She has won awards, and in fact, she was named the Society of Actuaries' top 100 actuarial pioneers for her groundbreaking work in pet insurance. Laura's going to tell us what an actuary is, but she's also going to tell us what pet insurance is, what we need to know, what to look for, and why pet insurance is so important for our furry, four-legged family members. Welcome to the show, Laura.
Thanks so much, Charmaine. It's great to be with you.
Well, I'm really excited about this topic. We've not really explored this topic before on Positive Radio, and I really enjoyed reading your bio, and my gosh, all the awards and distinctions that you have beside your name, Laura. Congratulations, not only on a successful business, but everything that you've contributed to the field.
Well, thank you. Yes, it all sounds rather geeky as well. So I have to say that it's when people meet me, and if they know anything about what an actuary is, they always say, "Oh, you're an actuary? Really? I would never have guessed." So let's try not to go with stereotypes.
So when we use the word actuary, what is an actuary? Tell us what that means.
Well, once when I didn't know what it meant when I was at university, and I went to a presentation and on what an actuary is, and the man stood up and said, "An actuary is a pension engineer." And I went, "Oh my God, that sounds terrible," and I left the presentation. So that's a very narrow definition, but basically what actuaries do is they are experts in the mathematics and understanding of the business side of insurance. So we tend to be geeky mathematical people to start with, but as we grow our knowledge and experience, we do an awful lot of things like product design, risk management, things like that. So I've applied the knowledge, my actuarial science knowledge, which came from life and health insurance in Canada, as you mentioned, I applied it to pet insurance, which never before had really had any actuarial science applied to it. And we've modernized the product. So,
wow.
Yes, it's a much more useful and effective product than perhaps you might have heard of before.
Now, we understand what an actuary is, and now we need to understand what pet insurance is. And I know people have heard the term pet insurance. I've talked to a lot of pet owners and pet families that don't have pet insurance. So tell us what it is and what would be the benefits of pet insurance.
So pet insurance is, first of all, it's pet health insurance. It's not for death benefits or anything mm-hmm. like that, although some companies do have a few modest features that go towards that. But it's about it's protecting you against those awful, unexpected veterinary bills.
Mm.
And so it's what they call an indemnity product. So what that means is you go to the vet, you pay your vet bill, and then you submit that to the insurance company for a claim,
okay.
and then they reimburse it to you. But it covers things that range from what you might expect, the usual vet visits and ear infections,
mm-hmm.
toe and toenails, diarrhea, vomiting, all the way through to cancer, hip dysplasia, although not, you have to be careful that you get the right policy for this kind of higher cost stuff, but and all surgeries, hospitalization, all of these costs that can really set you back a lot. As you know, having a pet
mm-hmm.
for the day-to-day is generally affordable, but it's the horrible surprises that at some point in a pet's life are very likely to happen.
Yes, and you know, I've heard such tragedy stories from people around the world in our travels when we're at book signings and speaking engagements, and I've heard people talk about the fact when the despair that they face when they have a injury or an accident or something like cancer happen for their pet and they can't afford the treatments, and you know, listening to the anguish that people have gone through is heartbreaking.
It absolutely is. We actually get calls all the time for people phoning up and saying, my dog has just been diagnosed with some awful condition that's very expensive. Can you cover that? And it's like, no, not now that it's happened.
It happened, right.
You can't cover it. You have to get the insurance before you need it. And, of course, that's the most difficult time to buy it because you're saying, well, my dog's healthy now, so
mm-hmm.
why do I need this insurance? And we actually hear a number of there's a lot of reasons that people give us for not buying insurance.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is, well, it doesn't pay anything. And I have to admit that in the past, that people have had not such a good experience with with pet insurance in general, because there were a lot of exclusions for things that were actually very costly, and right when you needed it, you discovered that it didn't cover things. So those specifically would be things like breed-specific conditions. So some companies do exclude those. So there's things like hip dysplasia, luxating patella. Some dogs have predisposed to allergies, cancers, certain cancers. There's actually an awful lot. But if you have an English bulldog, for example, pretty much anything they get seems to be hereditary,
right.
and then therefore wouldn't be covered by the products that don't cover those things. They're less expensive. The premiums are less expensive, but you also get less, and kind of right when you need it is when you're realizing, gosh, I really wish I had bought the policy that did include coverage for those things. So getting the right policy now is important to pick. Pick the right policy so that you don't have that experience of it letting you down when you need
when
it. So it does cover things. It does. Those old styles are still out there, but there are an awful lot of companies with the new style of
mm-hmm.
of policy. So they do pay out. And actually, I tell people to go to petinsurancereview.com. It's a website.
Petinsurancereview.com.
Yeah, .com.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a website, third-party website, not run by any pet insurer,
mm-hmm.
Where people who have pet insurance policies go and review all the companies. And in fact, it is a North American and beginning to expand into the UK website. So it covers all Canadian and American pet insurers.
Oh.
And you could go on and see the reviews by real, insured pet parents
mm-hmm.
as to their own experiences. And what I tell people is, you could by all means look at the positive reviews. There's going to be lots of positive reviews for every company.
Mm-hmm.
But you can isolate out the less positive, let's say,
right.
the lower scoring reviews, and see if there's a theme. That sort of says, hey, gosh, this is great, but I had this issue or that issue. I mean,
mm-hmm.
another one that might trip people up is whether the bill is paid as is paid as you paid it. So the invoice, you applied copay and reimbursement percentage, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it based on a benefit schedule that is not related to what you actually paid, because it can be much less than what you actually paid, and then so you're getting back a percentage of something which was smaller than you paid, and that's a bit of an awful surprise too. And so you can kind of see the feel that people have for these things. And again, you know, sometimes lower premiums don't mean necessarily a better experience when you actually get to the claim time.
Well, you know, it's interesting that we just had a situation in my own family, and I learned a lot about pet insurance through my sister, who has a wonderful cat, the most adorable cat I think in the world, who developed some health issues, and they had pet insurance when they adopted Casper and had the experience of going through pet insurance, and you know, it was great to hear her wonderful experience. This really helped them out as a family a lot. It helped Casper out. He's doing great now, which is really good news. And, you know, we hear reviews all the time. And then, of course, when you hear the reviews that are really close in your circle, your close family and friends, you know, we really understand the benefit and the importance of insurance. Now, you have some specific ideas, Laura, around what people should be looking for in general or what they should be asking or considering when they're looking at getting pet insurance.
Absolutely. So the first thing is to look at the coverage. And as I mentioned, you want to check to see whether hereditary conditions or breed-specific conditions are covered.
Okay.
If you have a mixed breed dog, you can still have breed-specific issues like hip dysplasia. So it's not something that only purebred dog owners should think about. If you have a cat, you're less likely to have that issue, but there are way fewer cats insured than dogs, amazingly, even though there are more cats than dogs in our families. But that's just how it goes, I guess. And so that's the first thing. Find that out. I mean, not saying you shouldn't buy that policy. I'm just saying be aware of that situation because the premiums will be lower generally. But, you know, so don't be deceived by lower premiums. They're being better value. The second thing I would look for is, does the policy cover chronic conditions? And what I mean is that it might be a covered condition, and they pay, you would get your claims reimbursed for the first year that the pet had that condition. But once your policy renewed, it becomes a pre-existing condition. It's like your policy starts all over again.
Right.
That obviously is a very bad experience. So I would expressly avoid a product like that, because they generally, you know, if something happens the day before your policy renewed, it wouldn't be covered the day after the policy renews.
Wow.
So that's it's not that it goes for a year, it's just the policy year.
Right.
So that I would also ask, how is the benefit paid out? As I mentioned, do they use a benefit schedule or something else that's called usual, customary, and reasonable? And anyone in the U.S. would probably know of that expression, which means that if they deem that the charges that your vet charged were higher than the average, they may lop off some. They may cap it for certain procedures, which, again, would be a bit of a shock, especially as I mentioned, you pay your bill and then you get reimbursed back. So it's not like you will then go and change your vet or go find someone else who'll do it cheaper for you, because you now know it's less, you know, you're not going to get as much back as you thought. You've already paid the money, so that's a bit of a bad experience. So again, sometimes those policies are less expensive, but also you need to then say, well, maybe I want to pay a lower premium and just know that perhaps I won't get back as much as I pay out.
Yeah.
So those are the main three things that I point out to people, and you know, just premium isn't always the one thing to compare on. It's just know your fine details. Call into the contact center. I mean, this is probably the nicest they'll ever be to you when you're trying to buy a policy. So see if you like it. But imagine that's as good as it's going to get.
Well, you know, it's important. I see a lot of people, whether it's insurance or something else that they're purchasing, a lot of us, you know, we just hear something good about someone and we just go and buy it without doing that due diligence. And it's so important for us and for our families to ask those discerning questions, to be able to do those checks, like you said, with the website, and find the policy and the company that's best suited for us. We're talking right now, folks, to Laura Bennett, and she is with Embrace Pet Insurance. You can find them on the web right by the company name, Embrace Pet Insurance. They're also on Facebook at the same handle and on Twitter at Embrace Pet INS, standing for insurance. Now, Laura, is there any features that you think are different about your policies through Embrace Pet Insurance?
Yeah, absolutely. We have an excellent wellness program. So not only do we have great accident and illness coverage, which, by the way, we do cover hereditary conditions, and we do pay on based on the vet bill that you paid, and we do cover chronic conditions. So we have a full service product that you can actually customize to your own price point. So you get to play with it. So it's good for that. But we also have a wellness coverage that people are looking for. So you can pay $149 and get a $200 benefit. It's like having a health spending account for those in the U.S. That you know, it's like having a pot of money to spend on wellness things. And we don't say, oh, you've got $15 to spend on a vaccination and $60 for a spay surgery. We just say, you know, if you want to spend it all on one vaccination, go ahead. We'll give you the $200. So it's a nice bucket of money to help you with the routine costs, and you can make some money on it. It'll pay for at least one of your monthly premiums for your insurance policy. So it's a nice feature, and you can use it right away. There are no deductibles or co-pays or anything with that. So that's one sort of leading feature that we have. And the other one is this, and a lot of people say, well, what if I have my policy and I don't use it? You know, what a waste. You know, feel like somehow they should use it. Well, first of all, I say, well, that's fabulous, because that means your dog
is
healthy. we should celebrate that. And the insurance is there, for peace of mind. It's not there to make money on.
Right.
If everybody did that, we'd go broke, quite frankly, and we wouldn't be able to offer this product. It's there to protect against the unexpected spikes. Yeah. And so, but if you don't use your policy, we sympathize, and so we give every year that you don't use your policy, we will give you a $50 reduction in your deductible, your annual deductible for the next year. And the nice thing is it can accumulate. So suppose you decided to have a $500 deductible when you started, because that gives you a nice low premium. Well, if you don't use it the first year, then next year that deductible is effectively $450. The year after, if you don't use it again, it's $400, and so on, until it can get down to zero. If it goes that long. So it's kind of a reward for sticking around and some reason to keep your policy going and feeling like you're being, we call it, it's the healthy pet deductible. It's like a reward for having a healthy pet and a good incentive, because we hate that when people cancel their policies and then they call up 2 months later saying, can I have that policy, can I reinstate it back? And we're like, why? Well, because something happened and I really need you to pay my you know, claim for me. And I'm like, oh, God, you don't have a policy. Don't do this to us. So if this is a way to reward people. So there's apart from our excellent coverage, and, of course, we're very, very highly rated on Pet Insurance Review. We always have, 9.2 out of 10. We've just about 3,000 reviews. We have the most reviews of any company on petinsurancereview.com. So people like us. They have a great experience, and we have a great policy that pretty much covers everything that you'd ever want it to.
Beautiful. Wow. Now, one of the other questions I had as you were speaking, Laura, a lot of folks are adopting their pets through shelters, through rescue organizations, through the paper. So we may be having a pet who's come into our family that we don't know the medical background of, or it might be bits and pieces. Would that impact somebody being able to get pet insurance for their new family member?
Yeah, that's a great question, and we get that a lot, and it has no impact for us. I couldn't speak for other companies and to how they do it, but the way, so what we do for any policy is we go back and get 1 year's worth of medical history before the policy was purchased.
Okay.
And generally we do it either upon the first claim, or mm-hmm. if you wish to have it done earlier, we'll get all the information and actually give you a medical history review and tell you what perhaps might be pre-existing if you wish us to do that. So we'll actually be upfront with you and tell you right at the start. But, of course, if there's not a whole year's worth of history, that's fine too. We just, as long as you've had at least one examination before the policy mm-hmm. started or in the first 2 weeks of the policy, then we're good to go.
Okay.
And, of course, anyone who gets a new pet will always go and have that first examination done.
Yeah.
Just to make sure everything is good. So that works for us.
Great. That's great to know. And the other question that I had is what would it take for someone to start a policy? So for someone who's never looked at pet insurance and they're coming to Embrace and they're ready to get going on it, what would the process be? What would they need to do to prepare after they make that initial call or email to Embrace?
Right. Well, actually, we have a fabulous website, and it's full of all sorts of information about, you know, what we cover, what we don't cover. Like, we're very open and, as I said, open and mm-hmm. honest. It's actually we have six core values, and it's our very first one. So it's our key core value. But we make sure that people are very clear about what is and is not covered. There's no point you buying a policy and being disappointed. It just doesn't work for anyone.
Yes.
And so go onto the website. And what I suggest you do is poke around, but then do a quote. And what you can do is customize that quote. So there are a couple of suggested starting points with deductibles and reimbursement percentages and annual maximums. But go ahead and play with it and just see, you know, what if you decided you wanted a lower premium, perhaps increasing the deductible a bit, how does that work? Can you get a feel for the product policy? And you can save the quote, you can come back to it, you can call in and ask questions, and if you've saved that quote, the customer care embracer will be able to pull it up and go through it with you and make sure that you understand everything. But ask questions, and you can actually buy it right online, and you have your policy in your hands within seconds.
Wow,
it gets emailed
great.
To you. So there's nothing much more than that. And then once you've done that, you could, as I said, you can get the medical history review if you wish to know for sure what is and is not covered for your specific pet. So if there's been some, if you've been to the vet for something other than just regular wellness before the policy started, you can then know how it will impact your policy. So we will write that down for you and stick with that.
Fabulous. And one of the questions I'm thinking as I'm looking outside my window at all the snow that we have in Alberta, Canada.
Right.
It just doesn't seem to be going away. We have a lot of people that escape the snow. They're snowbirds and come to warmer places on the planet. Now, what about folks who are traveling with their pet? If they have pet insurance and their dog or cat got sick during holidays or on a camping trip or something, how would that work for them? Can they still
right.
access benefits?
Absolutely. So with Embrace, you can, and with pretty much any insurer in the U.S. and Canada, if you're in the country that you're living, so your policy is a Canadian policy or an American policy, if you're traveling within that country, there's no problem. You can use any veterinarian anywhere.
Okay.
And you don't need, you know, if you need to go to a specialist, you don't need referrals or anything like that. Now, with Embrace, if you travel outside of the country, that's fine, too. We will just have to work out the currency differential, but we can manage that, no problem. So as long as you're not traveling for more than 6 months a year, it's anything up to 6 months, you can if you have a Canadian policy, unfortunately we're only available in the United States, if you have a Canadian policy and you come down to the U.S., you have to check to see if that would cover you. But I would expect that there would be some availability for coverage for that.
Great, great. And these are questions that we want to be asking when we connect on the website
exactly.
or connect with one of the customer care representatives. So important questions, and I always say to people, you know, do our due diligence, folks. And we've been talking today to Laura Bennett. I just love the qualities that you talked about with Embrace Pet Insurance, some of the unique features, Laura, that you've been able to put together through Embrace to even better support families and their pets and their family. Laura, is there any final words of wisdom that you'd like us to know about pet insurance or about Embrace and what you're offering?
Well, I would just want listeners to know that pet insurance is so much better than it has been before, and it is there for those unexpected things. We have wellness, mm-hmm. but that's because people want that. But in general, it's there for the spikes in expense.
Yes.
And so, you know, get something that works for you, but just get something. You know, I obviously, if you're in the U.S., I'd love for you to get Embrace, but really would just like you to get something so that should something happen, you would be so thankful that you had the foresight to get your pet insurance. We have so many people who are happy that they didn't have to face that awful life or death question that perhaps would otherwise come up. So please go out, investigate, and get something that you think would satisfy your needs. And then hopefully you never need to use it, but if you do, I hope that you are in the bucket of people that say, wow, that was a great experience.
Oh, wonderful. Laura Bennett with Embrace Pet Insurance. Their handle on the web is embracepetinsurance.com. Same handle on Facebook. On Twitter, they are Embrace Pet INS for insurance. Thank you so much, Laura, for being on Positive Radio today. This was very helpful information about how to choose the best plan for our animal family members, what questions to ask, and why pet insurance is so important. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
What a great conversation with Laura Bennett, Embrace Pet Insurance. You know, the new year is here. We are well into January, and I've been thinking lots about what are some of the principles for success in the new year, and which ones have I learned from our dog, Toby? So here's what I came up with. I was watching Toby the other day with his favorite toy, the orange Kong, the Kong that's floaty Kong, and he's so focused on it. When that is in play, nothing else seems to matter with this dog. In fact, he's not even motivated by treats when he is playing with the Kong. So I started thinking, that is success principle number one for goal setting in the new year. You got to be crystal clear and super focused. And then I was watching him with his toy, and I noticed that Toby was so he had the stick-with-it attitude. He's got his Kong, he's happy, nothing else matters. And I thought, maybe that's what we need to do with our goals. We need to stick with it a little longer. We've got to be focused, stick with it. And I noticed that when we were training Toby this week, Chris has been working on skidjuring with Toby. It's basically a winter sport, sort of like dog sledding. So Christopher, my husband, is on cross-country skis, and Toby is harnessed to him, and the whole goal is like a dog sled team that Toby is going to run and Chris is going to ski behind him. Well, we're working on having Toby really enjoy the sport. I think now he loves it. And what happened is we had a different motivator. What was happening initially, he would get out there for 10, 15, 20 minutes, have fun, and then he wanted to move on, play something different. Last week, Chris had him out, and there was a skidoo that was coming along the lake far in front of them, but Toby was now intrigued by the skidoo, wanted to run towards it and check it out. Of course, that big aspect of curiosity that animals have. And he started running at just full speed ahead. Chris was having fun skiing behind him. And it was at that moment when the whole sport sort of connected for Toby. I was watching him out the window, and it was like this dog leapt through the air. It was kind of like a big aha moment. I got it, and I love it. And he just tore across the snow, and they had a great time. The next time they went out, he really enjoyed it. I started thinking, what does that mean for us in our human world? You know, sometimes we need to find the different motivators that keep us sticking to our goals. Lots of people set New Year's resolutions. I've done this myself too, New Year's resolution, and by day 30, I've forgotten what it is. So what makes us forget about New Year's resolutions? Maybe we're not clear. Maybe we don't have the focus. Maybe we're missing that stick-with-it-ness and that repetition. And one of the things I love to do when I'm setting goals, and this is where I've kind of moved away from setting resolutions and moved into setting goals, is I really enjoy the whole aspect of planning. That's where my creativity comes out. I get excited about that process of planning. One of the best tools that I have found to use as a planning support tool is mind mapping. And mind maps are a great way to organize your thoughts and goals. In fact, I actually use mind maps now to organize my daily to-do lists for our business. So whatever it is in terms of the tools that support you in planning your goals and clearly outlining them, stick with that. I like mind mapping versus a list that looks like a to-do list or a chart of actions. Mind maps for me work because they're visual, they're colorful, and they're all clearly laid out on one sheet of paper. You know, one of the other interesting stories to share about Toby that was a great learning for us, in fact, just yesterday, we are staying with some friends out of town, and they have a cat and a dog. And this was Toby's first time going over to someone's house where there's pets. He's been to daycare and to different dog training programs, but this was the first time in someone else's house. And to our knowledge, he hadn't seen a cat up close. So I was a little bit nervous about how this would go. We walked in. He was so respectful of the house, our friends, and their pets. And then the cat came around the corner, and in my head I was thinking, oh, no, this could be a disaster. He looked at the cat like he had seen a cat 1,000 times. And what happened for me in that moment is that, you know, when we can just kind of breathe into the experience being okay, as soon as I let go of that, uh-oh, what if this is a disaster? He was absolutely fine. He's had a great time with these pets. So I started thinking, maybe what we have to do as humans is let go of some of the fear that holds us back, the what if that goes on in our mind, so that we can just jump into the goals and jump into the action. So once again, this dog, Toby, at 1.5 years of age, has been a great role model and a great teacher, teaching me about different aspects of life from the dog's view. We've got some exciting news coming up. We are in the process of planning our Paws Across Canada tour. That's right, Paws Across Canada. And we will be coming soon to a community near you. We'll be starting to give you updates on the tour and the plans and the locations starting next month, February. But I hope to be able to see you soon in a community near you. Just want to thank you all for joining us on Positive Radio. We are here, same Toby time, same Toby place every Tuesday with incredible guests like the one you heard this evening, Laura with Embraced Pet Insurance. Look forward to connecting with you next week. Thanks for joining us. And as always, follow us on Facebook, The Original Team Toby, and our website is theoriginalteamtoby.com. Until next week, let's be kind to one another.